Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Good evening. Tonight I begin with my colleague Bill Roggio reflecting on the blue-on-green attacks that were commonplace the last years in Afghanistan, costing lives, damaging base security. The Afghan National Army, the Afghan police force suddenly turning on the Americans and NATO, blue-on-green. Bill and I observed this because in the general sense, the attack in Washington that left two National Guards, one dead, one fighting for his life, was a blue-on-green attack by someone trained by, we're told, the allegation is that the alleged shooter was trained by the CIA and was in a special forces unit in the Afghan National Army. Blue-on-green. It was always a surprise, and Bill reflects upon what we know about blue-on-green left behind in that hasty and reckless to retreat from Kabul in August of 21. And then I turn to the larger story of what's going on in China and China trade with Alan Donaldson and Gordon Chang. Gordon says that still the optimism of America is not ready to entirely embrace the fact that China's a pirate's den. It will steal, it will cheat, it won't honor its contracts. And a means to dominate by flooding the market with cheap goods and driving out the competition. Exactly what the WTO was invented to stop. But there it is. Conversation with Alan Donaldson about how soybeans seem to be leading the program for the Trump administration. That's nice, but agriculture is not the only thing that should be on the agenda when you come to better trade practices between China and the United States. Then a conversation with my colleagues Malcolm Hoenlein and Thaddeus McCotter about the Iraqi vote, about Gaza and the inability of anyone to find a security force to back up the so-called ceasefire peace treaty. Then a conversation at length with Ernesto Araújo of Brazil and Alejandro Pena Exclusa of Venezuela about the phone call said to be between the President of the United States and the dictator Maduro, pretty much telling him, now's the time for you to leave. Quietly, diplomatically, you and your family, leave. Maduro hasn't taken the offer yet, but it is Venezuela's opinion he will or might. Ernesto is also observing what this means for the region. Lula da Silva and Gustavo Petro being on either side of Venezuela. Is this the end of the drift towards the dictates of the so-called left, the authoritarian left? In a conversation with John Hardy about the treaty negotiations or ceasefire negotiations or peace negotiations between the United States and Moscow over the Ukraine war, John also begins a conversation about the drones that have been developed over these last nearly 4 years. Drone war starts occasionally and with phenomenon, but then it grows into a sophisticated armed branch that is now being matched around the world by all military units, including the United States. Conversation with David Daoud about Hezbollah probing the northern border of Israel, activities in southern Lebanon, and how the pattern of Israeli pushbacks is changing. Airstrikes as commonplace as drones, whereas it used to be dominated by drones. What does this mean? The IDF doesn't talk. However, it looks like Hezbollah is reorganizing quickly, and that is a threat. The war is not over in Lebanon, and there's no one to enforce the promises of the Lebanese government, I learn. Ahmed Shaarawy from the FTT comments on, one, Hamas in Syria, near the Lebanese border and Mount Hermon. Two, this Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, in Syria, in the Damascus neighborhood, Palestinian refugees. Two treacherous organizations, Hamas, you know, Pidge was always in Gaza and participated in the massacre of October 7th and the rocket attacks these many years. It's a sinister group. It doesn't negotiate. But right now it's enjoying the tolerance, if that's what it is, of al-Shara, the so-called president in Damascus. In a conversation with Edmund Fritton Brown of the FDD about Muslim brothers who used to be in exile in Turkey, maybe they're still there, non-transparent, but how they are a global organization that looks to use the advantage, whatever they can get, where they are. If it's be peaceful and grow, they'll do that, like in the United States. If it be violent and grow, they'll do that. Hamas is an outcrop of the Muslim brothers. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.